Hey everyone, hope you're doing well while watching this video and things are going well for you. So something was on my mind lately that, you know, I'm a big fan of YouTube and the internet and just watching content online. That's why I like to create content online and start to contribute towards it too. And what I'm seeing lately is there's so many people trying to teach people on how to become millionaires overnight, you know. Maybe you want to go into e-com, right? There's so many people selling courses on how to become a millionaire overnight. You want to be a B2B consultant. You want to sell courses. You want to have a business. And everyone is a master of helping you scale your business. What I don't understand, I've ran multiple businesses. I still have a couple businesses that I run today. And something that I have always experienced that every business is different. Every business has a different characteristics, the way you run it, how everything is set up, where it's set up, where you live, what kind of audience you're catering to, what kind of problem you're solving with the business. That's all unique. And if you think this one person and one company can really master all of the business types and give you this secret recipe on how to multiply your business, I don't think that's the way you're gonna get the most value out of your investment. Obviously, you'll have to buy a course or buy into their secret recipe and join this webinar and stuff like that. But I don't think there is a one company that can solve everyone's problem. So in my experience, the best way to scale your business is first look at what problem your business is solving. Your business is not there to make money. Your business is there to solve a problem or find a gap in the market and fill that gap, right? It can't always be a problem. It could also be a need, a desire that your business is fulfilling, right? Let me just give you a small example. So we have a company, it's a side hustle that, you know, makes custom mugs online. It's an Etsy shop, it's a Shopify store, and it does decent, you know, it makes decent money and it's a good side hustle, but it didn't make the money it makes today overnight, right? We started in 2018 and now it's at a point where, you know, it makes decent money, and sometimes there are slow months, sometimes they are months that, you know, we are overwhelmed with orders. And that's just the nature of the business, right? Like if you're going to have a special holiday coming or a special occasion, Father's Day, Mother's Day, and your business is catering towards that, you're going to get a lot of orders around that time. But if you are in the beginning of the year coming off the holidays and all that kind of stuff, you might not get that many orders coming through. So you got to understand the nature of the business that you're in. You got to understand what kind of problem your business is solving or the gap it's filling, and then reverse engineer from there on how you can scale your business in that space. Courses and, you know, just giving people money to scale your business is not going to get you where you want to be. And before you even do any of this, right, like I'm going to solve this problem, solve that problem, first talk to yourself and think, do I even like solving this problem, right? Am I going in this for money, or I actually genuinely like doing this, right? Like if you want to have a social media marketing company, like, do you love social media? Are you in it day in, day out on an individual basis? Are you really interested about analytics? Are you really interested about how the market shifts, you know, where the attention is and all that kind of stuff, right? If you like doing it on an individual basis and you like all aspects of it, good and bad, then that's something that you should start tapping into. But if you think, oh, okay, I know how to post an ad on Facebook or Instagram, a lot of people don't know how to do it, I'm just going to help them do it, you could probably do that. I have done it. And in the end, it doesn't scale. It doesn't go anywhere because you will get tired of it. People will start to see that you're not really master of it. You're kind of a generalist. And it will start to slowly, give you diminishing returns on your investment and the time you're putting into it. So something that was bothering me, I thought I'd come on and share this with you guys because I'm seeing a lot of courses being sold, and this isn't something new. This has happened in every single generation and time before. It used to happen on TV when people were watching TV. Before that, it was radio, and before that, it was door to door, right? These kind of schemes are always there. When I was younger, we used to live in England, and there was a flyer that was getting spread out into our neighborhood saying, "Hey, we have all these products at a discounted prices. These are products that didn't sell at the stores, and we're selling at discount prices, one time offer only." This and they create this hype, right? And they're like, "Come here at this center, and we're gonna have a bid on it, and you guys can win like CD players and TVs and this and that," right? So I went with my mom. I was like, "Oh, we gotta go check it out." And I went there, and it was, first of all, the location was kind of awkward for what kind of event it was. It was in a pub, so it was a pub, and above the pub was like a hall kind of thing, and they had placed it there. And basically, they had all these products. They would show the product and then say, "This is the price," and people would bid on it, kind of thing. And it was in pounds because it was in England. So it was like 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds. And it had a minimum starting price. So the CD player that I bought for, I think, 40 pounds, they said the retail value of it is 65. So I'm actually getting a deal. But when I actually got it, I found out that the original price of it was 25 pounds. They just don't make that model anymore. It worked. Like, it wasn't like it didn't work, but I overpaid for something. And that's how everything works here. You will get something out of these courses, right? You will get some kind of value, some kind of presentation, some kind of data. But is it worth the money and time you're spending it on it? That's the question. 90% of the information is available online. When we started our business and where we've taken it to right now, everything we found on Google, on YouTube, and all of the information was free. The only thing we have probably invested in is in marketing, because that's something that we don't have time for. So we hired a professional company that focuses in that area of businesses, and they helped us with some of the marketing. And the main point about all of this business is it's bootstrapped. So we didn't put any money into it. We probably put like $100 into it, into the first materials. We actually used to buy the t-shirts. We started off with the t-shirts, and we used to go to a printing shop to make it and then sell it. And then the only time we used to print orders is when we had an order. And then whatever money we made on it, we put it back into the business. Then we ended up getting our own equipment, and so on from there, and you start expanding. But it doesn't happen overnight. So please, if you're watching this video and you're thinking about getting these courses, really start thinking about these things, right? Like, are you gonna get the value that you're looking for? Are you gonna get the really in like the detailed information that will help your business? Like, is this company or person who is coaching you really specializes in the area that you want to focus on? And before any of that, ask yourself, do you love solving this problem that your business is about to solve? And if that answer is no, then you need to keep thinking about what kind of problem you want to solve that you like solving. Hope you like this video. The reason I made it because a couple of my friends have gotten into this rut in the past where they just started investing into these courses and have lost quite a bit of money. And I have faced it too. So I want to make sure that, if you are constantly getting bombarded with the information of these courses and stuff like that, you also hear the other side of it too, so you can make better decisions. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up, share, subscribe to the channel. Let me know in the comments section below if you'd like to hear more about this, and if you have any specific questions, I will try to help you answer that as much as possible. and I will help you answer them from my experience. This is something I do. I have a business that does this. I'm not just going to give you hypothetical answers. Until next time, take care. Peace.